Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And then this is a very exciting announcement. Normally, you kind of roll your eyes when you see, oh, here comes another celebrity cookbook. Oh, turns out you like food too. That's weird.
Oh, your oven sets to 425 like mine? Great.
But get this. Chuck E. Cheese is releasing a cookbook.
Of what?
Recipes.
Just pizza? Or just things with cheese in it?
It comes out March 19th, and you can pre-order it right now on Amazon. But the mouse himself is the author. Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese.
Has authored this book. It's full of like recipes for parties and like large group stuff. It's mainly like kids' birthdays.
That's where the place where you go to be a kid goes to be a kid.
That's where what he knows, right? That's where a kid goes to be a kid. 128 pages. It features other characters too that are giving helpful hints and stuff. The actual menu are things that you could have actually got back in the day. Kansas City barbecue chicken pizza.
Okay.
There's a Halloween themed kids in a blanket called Mummy Dogs.
Wait, kids in a blanket? You mean pigs in a blanket? I swear you said kids in a blanket.
Halloween themed pigs in a blanket?
I swear you said kids in a blanket.
Well, I don't know what you were eating.
This is a horrible. What is Chuck E. Cheese doing?
Charles E. Cheese, how to eat children. He's a rat that eats kids.
Now we're into Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a whole different cookbook.
That's a different cookbook.
That's a little
scary.
Yeah, it's very scary.
Creepy. Sorry, Charles E. Cheese. I'm not selling your cookbook at all.
Kids in a blanket?
100% no kids harmed in the making of Chuck E. Cheese's new cookbook.
We have a new dish. It's called Ball Pit of Death. You'll love it.
Get in, kid.
Just dip your child in the ball pit.
Oh, the ball pit.
Even by it, you know, that's disgusting with or without the Halloween overlay. Yeah.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Last night, the FAA confirming an American Airlines regional jet inbound from Kansas collided midair with a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter. This was near Reagan Washington National Airport outside of D.C. just before 8 o'clock Central Time. Both aircraft crashed into the Potomac. As of this morning, 30 bodies recovered. 300 first responders still on the scene working that this morning. Reagan, by the way, has the busiest runway in America with over 800 landings and takeoffs a day. Cedar Rapids City Council approving an agreement for Quality Technology Services. That's a company that does data centers. The company promising a $750 million investment. They'll be eligible for an initial 70% tax rebate. The project bringing a minimum of 500 jobs to our area in the next 6 years. What's got us feeling all right? She's all about number 22, and when it comes to giving out cash, I like this 22. Caitlin Clark and her Caitlin Clark Foundation announcing 4 grant recipients yesterday morning, saying they're all organizations that inspired Clark while she was at the University of Iowa in Iowa City. Each of these receiving $22,000, the University of Iowa Children's Hospital, the Coralville Community Food Pantry, Boys and Girls Club of the Corridor, and Special Olympics Iowa East Central. What's next? Well, she's back in town. Clark will have her number 22 jersey retired at a ceremony at Carver Hawkeye coming up February the 2nd. That's Sunday as the Hawkeye women's basketball team takes on USC. So great to see those who have come through Iowa City giving back to our area. 4 grants of $22,000 each coming our way thanks to the Caitlin Clark Foundation.
Two heads are always better than one. It means twice the tea. Spill it, Morning Scramble. What's on your mind?
What a terrible phrasing for me to begin my tale of woe. I was in a bit of a hustle, a rush. So I was
you were
in a
hustling
rush.
And bustling.
Yes, I was hustling and bustling in a rush. And I was putting some coffee together for myself this morning because that's what I do. I think I was just like on autopilot because no matter what the temperature or what the weather is, I make a pot of coffee every morning.
I don't discount that at all. Yep. I've got 2 hot beverages behind me right now.
I think it's good. It just gets me going. But today being so hot, it just seems like an odd choice, I guess. Like, I could have just maybe brewed it, let it sit.
Put some ice in it.
Put some ice on
it. It just, you never think about brewing iced coffee, right?
No, I never think of it.
No, just so, have a cup of coffee.
I got my hot stuff.
Yeah.
I open up my garage and bam, a wall of heat. And I've got all of my bags and stuff. And I spill a little bit of that coffee on my hand. And it is burning.
Did it blister?
No.
Good.
And I'm a little disappointed
that it didn't blister.
I don't want a blister.
I want a degree burn. I don't know which one they are still.
I would like proof that it happened and that I got hurt and that I don't know.
Show me.
Am I playing the victim?
Point to the doll. Where is it?
It was like right on that creasy thing. You know that, what's that fleshy flesh between your thumb and your first finger?
That's a name?
It's got to have a name. It's probably a disgusting name.
I bet it tastes good if I was to eat it.
Ew, why would you eat it?
It's very, well, that's a good point.
Why are you eating human flesh?
You don't ever look at parts of your body and go, I wonder how tasty that would be?
No, I don't, because I'm not a cannibal.
You don't ever do that?
No.
Weird, okay.
Why?
Every once in a while, I'm like, huh, if I ever had to be eaten.
Things you
I'm not eating myself. I'm just
Eric,
like.
No, Eric, just stop talking.
No, these are the things I think about sometimes.
No, these are thoughts that need to stay inside. Keep those thoughts. No one should know these things. Ah, but that part would be tasty.
If it was like a thumb chop, right?
What? What? No! Mr. Lecter! Mr. Lecter, please stop.
Fava
would you
beans.
Like some fava beans with that?
And a nice Chianti. So right there, huh?
Yeah. I'm fine, though. It's not already cooked or whatever, or tenderized for you.
Can I look at it really closely?
No!
I might add some salt.
You may not. I'm going to keep my partially burned flesh to myself.
As you say partially burned, I say medium rare. Ah! Either way.
Terrifying.
That took a turn.
I know. I got to let Ben know he's not safe.
Well, I can see you saying not safe to him right now.
Run. Run.
Give me a fork and knife.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Rihanna in court? Why, yes. Rihanna attending ASAP Rocky's criminal trial for assault with a semi-automatic firearm during an altercation in November of 2021. Rihanna just spotted in the courthouse gallery. This was the Criminal Justice Center in downtown Los Angeles. We're going to trial because ASAP Rocky rejected the plea deal. Had he taken that would have been 180 days in jail, 7 years suspended sentence, 3 years probation. On trial, facing up to 24 years in prison if he is found guilty. Super Bowl licks coming up in a couple of weeks. Let's give you some fringe Super Bowl coverage. Now, I'm not going to try to spoil the payoff because I don't mind knowing who's advertising during the Super Bowl. And even if I have a little flavor of what's coming up, but I don't want to see the ad in advance. So I'm going to hold back most of the key elements, but I will tell you this. It does appear, as we had this story either earlier this week or late last week, Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan will reunite as Harry and Sally, and the commercial they're in will take place at the Cat's Deli. You know that scene because of this one line. Well, everything that took place before that and then that one line. All we're going to tell you is the When Harry Met Sally reunion is for Hellman's Mayonnaise. And that will be one of the many Super Bowl commercials you'll be enjoying coming up as part of Super Bowl Licks. More fringe Super Bowl Licks coverage. How about Post Malone on stage in New Orleans before the game on February 9th? It is the tailgate, the official Super Bowl tailgate hosted by YouTube. The concert's set to take place just steps away from Caesars Superdome, where the Chiefs will take on the Eagles. So that's the day before. The concert will be simulcast on the NFL YouTube channel. And then how about this? For a creative way to get you not to watch the Super Bowl commercials, candy bar Twix has announced a unique Super Bowl gimmick where you do not watch the ads. They're going to launch a staring contest on their website. So the commercial break comes on, you look away, you go to Twix.com, and you stare at two eyes staring back at you, one each on a Twix bar. They're going to measure how many times you did that and how long you stared, and the person actually wins two gold bars, approximate size of a Twix bar. The winner's going to win, the value is $170,000. What an interesting way to, A, not pay $7 to $8 million for a Super Bowl ad, give away $170,000, and get a ton of people to go to your website. So if you are all about the game and not the commercials, this is for you. Be ready to go to Twix.com, stare down those two gold bars staring back at you. That could be a payoff worth $170,000. That's how they are not advertising in the Super Bowl. And that's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
I'm going to try to do this story for you without blushing.
Okay.
There is a photographer from Canada who got a picture of an iceberg floating off the coast of Newfoundland.
Beautiful.
Glorious. Because it is shaped kind of like a wiener.
It's phallic.
It's phallic in shape. It was spotted in the water last Thursday, and it's the complete package. I mean, it's the whole thing. It's a pretty funny thing to just see floating around. So thanks to this photographer for capturing this.
I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out the best way to ask the question.
Mm.
Is it horizontal to the ground or is it a flagpole?
It is more flagpole.
Polish?
It's, yes.
Okay.
Sticking up.
Mother Nature.
Yes.
Man, oh man.
Yes. Just off the coast of Conception Bay.
No,
I'm not. I'm not even kidding.
It is not.
That's where it is, Eric. I'm just telling you the news.
Got the job done. I'm moving on to another bay.
Gotta go from bay to bay.
Bay to bay.
Oh, my goodness. But just so you know, that's out there.
Just something to look up this morning when you're at the office.
Maybe at home first. I don't know if you want that on your work computer.
What's the best term to Google on that one? Conception iceberg? Maybe start there.
Conception Bay iceberg.
Yes, because you don't want your Google history to get too...
No.
Yes.
No.
Remember, your office is always watching. They are always watching.
Be careful out there.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
On Z102.9.
I got to be very, very careful as I explain to you. I'm going to tiptoe a brand new word. You know, as humans, we evolve. We come up with new terms.
Yeah.
And they've got a new term in the dating world. You know, it is so important to make sure that you take time for yourself, right? It's not just about forming relationships with other people. You also have to, you know, self-care and all that.
For sure.
And beyond self-care, there's a brand new word that's being thrown out there.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to stick or not, because the new word is called master dating.
Date yourself?
Yes.
So,
but not just like I go to the movies by myself, or I go
to the movies and master date? Is that what you're saying?
To dinner. No.
I go to dinner, I'm on a master date?
It's like everything. Like buy yourself nice gifts, send yourself flowers, like really woo you.
Huh.
Woo yourself.
So I master date in public then, right? So people see it.
Yes.
I see what you're saying.
You're not hiding the fact that you're doing it.
No,
you're,
I'm not just hiding in the room,
no,
master dating. I'm
no,
doing it in my house.
Everybody knows.
I got it.
Everybody knows what you're doing.
Oh, flowers just showed up for Eric. From Eric, master dater. Good for him. I love this word.
You get it.
I totally get it.
I knew you'd be on board.
I'm 100% on board.
Self-care, meh. Nah.
Master dating since 13.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.